Jay and I, we were together with Team Israel, and it was our first scrimmage against Miami. And we were down there, and he realized my last name, and he was like, "Are we related?" And I was like, "I don't think so." But he's like, "You want me to call you my grandson?" I was like, "Sure, Grandpa Jay, what's up?" So yeah, and then since then, he's tweeted out a picture, and it's kind of gone a little viral, and it's been great. We keep in touch pretty often.
Does your family know that you have this random guy in New York that claims you as his grandson?
Yeah. My brother is the one that actually sent it to me. He's like, "Who is this guy?" Because he didn't know who he was. But then, we've hashed it out, and it's all good fun. And Jay means no harm. And he's been a great asset so far.
I want to talk about Team Israel a little bit because it's very unique that it's an entire national team that for the most part is made up of American-born players. For you specifically, what made representing Team Israel so important?
For me, it was simple. It was for my family. Being raised in a Jewish household and being around the culture and just seeing it all and understanding it and appreciating it. It was a no-brainer for me.
I'm always curious when I talk with American-born players that played with Team Israel is just that the desire to grow the game within this country of Israel itself. Have you had a chance to get over there at all and see the grassroots within that program?
Yeah, so I actually had plans to go over last October, and then October 7th happened, and so those plans changed. Guys that were on the team that were from Israel, they're really passionate about growing the game. And we still have a group chat going from the WBC team this past year. And they do constant check-ins on the state of Israel and also the baseball team and how they're competing in tournaments and still trying to grow it.
The WBC, I think, can be misrepresented sometimes where people don't necessarily understand why it happens. But having a chance to experience it firsthand and seeing how it has helped to grow the game, especially in some of these smaller countries that might not necessarily have had baseball traditionally. What have you seen the impact that it's had within, not even just Israel, but some of these other countries outside of the United States and Japan and the Dominican?
Yeah, it's like when you think of baseball, you think of America, Latin America, and Japan. Those are typically the powerhouses. But then in the past few WBCs, I think there's been a bunch of upsets. Italy's put out some great teams. Netherlands has put out some great teams. Great Britain has done a great job. Nicaragua was a really tough team that we displayed. So, yeah, I think it shows that the game is still growing and that we can do a better job to even promote it more.
Well, Spencer, appreciate your time and continue to make Jay proud. I know he's a very, very proud grandpa up in New York every time, especially when you're impacting other games that help the Mets.
Yeah, he was excited about that one last night. So, yeah, hopefully I can keep making him proud.